salt air reminded me so much of home, I found myself choked up. Yes, crying. I sat in the sand, my arms wrapped around my knees. Would anyone guess this is an Egyptian princess weeping on a Roman shore, weeping from fear and loneliness? My heart was in torment. There were so many things that could go wrong. What if Father stayed in Rome all summer and his ships never came? What if they did come, but he was too drunk to remember I was here waiting, and they sailed past the Bay of Naples without stopping? Something else. He might decide I am a threat to him and deliberately leave me behind, exile me in Italy. Oh, I tremble at the thought of being abandoned. For many moments I grieved over this, then finally stood up and brushed the sand from my legs. Suddenly, on a wild impulse, I ran into the water and dove under a wave. Oh, it was cold, but I felt wonderful and in an odd way cleansed of my tears and misery. As I walked along the dark shore in my dripping dress, I made a royal decision. I, Cleopatra, have no power over what Father does or thinks. I can do one thing and one thing only. Wait.
It seems like Cleopatra is pretty upset here about all the things that could go wrong with her plans for getting home. But it's interesting that, with all the strong emotions she's feeling, she decides to wait. Cleopatra knows the importance of not acting quickly out of fear. She has thought things through and made a good decision. Let's keep going. Start at the last paragraph on page 112, which begins, "It was then."
It was then that I noticed a glow in the sky and thought perhaps it was from a lighthouse down the coast. But then,